Well, the new legislation which is coming in is the Psychoactive Substances Act 2016. The Act creates a blanket ban on production, importation, sale or supply of psychoactive substances.
Okay, and what kind of impact is this legislation going to have on, you know, in the trade and standards role?
Well, the new Act's already had an effect on most of the high street sellers of what we term, or what are termed legal highs. Many of them have stopped selling overtly in anticipation of the Act coming in. Any sellers of these products that are identified in the future can be dealt with much more easily by this legislation.
And so in the past, before this legislation existed, what kind of hurdles were you trying to overcome?
There were a number of problems we faced in trading standards prior to this legislation coming in. Whilst we knew MPS products were potentially very unsafe, it's been hard to get this message across to the public when they're referred to as legal highs and have been openly sold in high street shops. The legislation we've used up until now hasn't been ideal and has required us to prove that traders were selling these products for human consumption. The wording of the new legislation makes it much easier to take action when sellers or manufacturers are identified.
And what kind of impact do legal highs have if they're allowed just to spread, you know, within the community and things like that?
Well, obviously these products can no longer be properly referred to as legal highs. This legislation makes it very clear that these products are illegal and unsafe substances. They've been implicated in a number of deaths in South Ayrshire over the years and the result in regular admissions to Ayrshire hospitals. The symptoms that are reported to us include addiction, paranoia, vomiting, hallucinations, loss of consciousness, etc. As an example, one of these products seized by trading standards in South Ayrshire at the end of last year implicated in 13 deaths throughout Europe.
And why do you think then, because it's such a serious problem, that it's taken so long for us to have a good, you know, good legislation to tackle it?
Well, it's difficult to draft legislation to target products which are forever adapting and changing. And one of the main delays in this particular legislation appears to have been trying to agree a definition of what is a psychoactive effect and how to identify this.